Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The sheriff's office received a report of a home invasion on Monday in the 300 block of Oak Street in Eureka. Deputies arrived on scene and contacted a 29-year-old female victim, who explained that she was in her bedroom when she heard someone trying to enter her house. Upon entering the kitchen, she saw a white male adult in a black hooded sweatshirt, blue jeans, and black boots attempting to open her sliding glass door, but he was unable to do so thanks to a dowel located in the door's sliding mechanism. The female victim grabbed a revolver and pointed it at the suspect, and the suspect ran away. Deputies were unable to locate the suspect, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a man and woman being assaulted at the intersection of Simola Boulevard and State Route 255 in Manila on Sunday. Deputies spoke with the female victim and learned that she was at the intersection when two men approached her and accused her of stealing a wallet. Upon denying the theft, the men left and later returned and assaulted the female and her husband, using a stun gun to subdue her husband and beating him with a wooden cane. They proceeded to grab her purse, empty the contents, and strike her in the head with the cane. The suspect stole the victim's wallet and took off. The two suspects are described as 5'11 white male adults, with one suspect being 30 years old and 190 pounds, and the other being 50 years old and 200 pounds. The female victim believes they left the scene in a light brown pickup truck or Jeep. Anyone with information as to the suspect's whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A sheriff's deputy visited the Mad River Community Hospital emergency room on Saturday to speak with a 32-year-old man from McKinleyville who was the victim of a stabbing incident at the Central Station Bar in McKinleyville on Friday night. The victim got into an argument with a Hispanic man, and they exited the bar to continue the argument. The suspect proceeded to pepper spray the victim in the eyes and stab him with a pocket knife. The suspect fled in a blue four-door sedan with dark tinted windows. The suspect is described as being approximately 5'8", 145 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes and a teardrop tattoo next to his eyes. He was last seen wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt and white plaid shorts. The victim was treated and released from the hospital. 42-year-old freshwater resident Salvatore Arena abandoned three dogs in Fairhaven on August 21st, and on Friday, one of the dogs had to be euthanized. A veterinarian at the county animal shelter determined that Becky, a black Labrador retriever, had pools of blood in her kennel and was diagnosed with invasive nasal cancer. According to veterinary records, Becky had been experiencing symptoms of this disease since at least May of 2012. The other two dogs remain at the shelter in good health and are still up for adoption. Volunteers with the Tobacco Education Network and staff members with the county's Tobacco-Free Humboldt program will be going door-to-door to Arcata businesses and housing complexes in order to teach residents about the new smoking ordinance. Ordinance number 1431 expands smoke-free zones to include the community forest, the Marsh and Wildlife Sanctuary, and downtown Arcata from 7th to 11th Streets and J Street to Highway 101. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The fight against the Corral Fire continues as over 1,000 fire personnel are battling the blaze in the Trinity Alps wilderness. The fire has burned close to 12,000 acres and currently stands at 49% containment. Air tankers will join helicopters along the fire perimeter in order to limit the fire's movement and in some areas extinguish it. Weather conditions are expected to be warmer and drier, with winds coming from the east, limiting firefighter exposure and increasing public safety. Road closures remain in effect for Big Hill Road, Tish Tang Road, Mill Creek Gap, and Four Corners due to fire personnel traffic and fire suppression activities. Labor Day is officially over, and that means the conclusion of the Avoid the 7 DUI campaign, an effort by law enforcement to crack down on drunk drivers. From August 16th through midnight on Labor Day, officers from seven county law enforcement agencies arrested 75 individuals for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. 45 DUI arrests were made during the same time period last year. Officials will be conducting more DUI crackdowns in the future during Halloween and Thanksgiving Eve, and there will be a December winter campaign as well. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.